to this special holiday broadcast of The Secrets of the Christmas Star, brought to you by NameYourGalaxy.com. NameYourGalaxy.com sponsors these broadcasts as well as other science education outreach programs of Windowpane Observatory. Located 80 miles southeast of Kitt Peak Observatory, the National Observatory of the United States in southern Arizona. In this series of broadcasts, I will take you on an astronomical adventure of biblical proportions that will explain from a purely scientific point of view just what the Star of Bethlehem could have been. About every 5 days until Christmas of 2006, I will broadcast another episode of the show that should increase your understanding about the biblical history of the star and teach some basic astronomy as well. If you can't wait for the last episode, airing just before Christmas Day, go to ChristmasStarSecrets.com or NameYourGalaxy.com and you can listen to or download all 5 segments of the program. In either case, I hope you enjoy our cosmic exploration of the secrets of the Christmas Star. It's traditional at this time of year for stargazers to ponder the age-old question of the possible origin of the Star of Bethlehem. Was the so-called Christmas Star an unusual, eye-catching gathering of naked-eye planets? Or was that fabled sign in the sky a meteor, comet, nova, or indeed something supernatural? New knowledge of the old astrological beliefs and modern computer-based planetary tables may shed new light on this age-old question. But before going back in time to explore the possible answers, one needs to understand the many problems behind the questions. There are many factors that contribute to the puzzle, including the uncertainty in the actual date of Christ's birth and the terminology used to describe celestial events during the star's appearance 20 centuries ago. For instance, any heavenly object bright enough to attract attention was apt to be called a star. Meteors, for instance, were shooting or falling stars. Comets were hairy stars. Novae were new stars. And planets were wandering stars. The Bible says nothing about the calendar date of the Nativity, but does refer to historical personages and events, such as the reign of King Herod. Modern historical research suggests that Herod may have died sometime between 4 BC and 1 BC by our present calendar. The Magi are said to have visited Herod just before he died, and presumably the birth of Christ and appearance of the star came sometime before that. It is actually very doubtful that Jesus was born in late December. For one thing, the biblical passage of St. Luke, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night," indicates that spring is the likely season. That was when shepherds in Judea were tending the newborn lambs. In ancient times, December 25th was the date of the lavish Roman festival of Saturnalia. It was a time when gifts were exchanged, homes, streets, and buildings were decorated, people came home for the holidays, and everybody was in a happy party kind of mood. It has been said that early Christians chose the date of the Saturnalia in order to avoid attention and thus escape persecution. When the Roman Emperor Constantine officially adopted Christianity in the 4th century, the date of Christmas remained December 25th. Christ's birth almost certainly did not occur 2,002 years ago. Our present chronology, by which the years are numbered as A.D., Anno Domini, or Year of the Lord, or B.C., before Christ, was conceived by the Roman abbot Dionysius Exiguus around 523 A.D. Unfortunately, Dionysius made 2 significant errors in his calculations. The first was the placement of 1 A.D. immediately following 1 B.C., completely disregarding the mathematically required zero in between. Back then in Europe, zero was not considered a number. So for instance, the year we now call 3 BC would actually be negative 2. Second, Dionysius accepted the statement of Clement of Alexandria that Jesus was born in the 28th year of the reign of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus. But Dionysius failed to realize that during the first 4 years of his reign, This Roman ruler was known by his original name, Octavianus, until the Roman Senate proclaimed him Augustus. So here alone we have an error of 4 years. But by the time it was realized, our chronology was too well entrenched to be changed. As for the time for the appearance of the star, most astronomers and biblical scholars believe that it most likely occurred sometime between the years 7 and 2 BC. So this is a time frame that we need to explore to determine if there was anything unusual in the sky that might have caught the attention of the Magi. Now that we know when, we'll have to wait until the next program to find out what. This concludes our first installment of Secrets of the Christmas Star. In the next program, we will explore whether the Star of Bethlehem was a meteor or a comet. Stay tuned. For more information, visit ChristmasStarSecrets.com. This program was funded in part from your generous contributions to NameYourGalaxy.com. Real galaxies named after you by real astronomers at Windowpane Observatory. Give the gift that lasts longer than forever by calling 505-463-8360 or visiting nameyourgalaxy.com.